The announcement early this year that Pope Francis would confer sainthood upon Father Junipero Serra caught many people by surprise, including Serra biographer Gregory Orfila.
The sainthood thing had been hung up for so long. I think it's been 80 years of formal proceedings since the 1930s, and he was considered a saint by many around him when he died. I mean, really, when you think about it, it's been 250 years while this has been going on consideration for sainthood. I just thought maybe this is going to go on forever, so it took me by surprise.
Orfila, a professor at Westmont College in Santa Barbara, notes that even at the time of Serra's death in 1784, he was known by some native Californians as Santo Padre, Saint Father. But he suspects that the timing of the canonization now is tied to papal interest in more current political considerations.
I think he felt that Serra's life is so significant spiritually, and there's a crisis of faith in America that is so severe, that he wanted to elevate him, and he knows of the importance of saints to Hispanics in the United States. So all of that was sort of serendipitous.
Longstanding criticisms of the Catholic Church's role in Spanish colonialism in the New World have frequently cited Father Serra as an important instrument of those destructive policies. Lisbeth Haas, a history professor at UC Santa Cruz, is among Serra's detractors.
Serra's ventures into California were really a series of what we would call today human rights violations. He took over people's lands. He brought in diseases which had clearly killed millions in Mexico. They knew that they were bringing death and the destruction of ancient territories, the loss and destruction of a kind of ancient politics, families, cultures, languages.
Orfila counters that Serra was a man of his time who, by the standards of that day, showed unusual compassion for the native people he worked with.
Serra fought his own people many times on behalf of the Indians in California. He wasn't perfect, and we can talk about corporal punishment, but I think in general, you know, he stood on the rampart between the destructiveness of the military people and protected, for example, the Indian women against molestation, and was so angry he got one of the Spanish commandantes fired because he wasn't disciplining his own soldiers.
But Serra's critics say such action should not be seen as sufficient to warrant sainthood. And Haas continues to hold out hope that the ongoing objections from native people groups and others may yet sway the Vatican to reconsider.
This is a human rights pope. He's interested in world conciliation. Catholics around the world and others really are so hungry for this kind of leadership. So I do think that this pope can turn around if enough pressure is put on him from within the Franciscan order and from within the world community.
Pope Francis remains officially scheduled to canonize Father Serra during his visit to Washington, D.C. on September 23rd. Bruce Robinson.